I'm Sheldon Kwiatkowski. I'm 20 years old, and I play right wing.
Sheldon, tonight you guys go to Black Falls. Been a tough stretch there this season against them, but you know, you battled back from a 5-1 down tonight. How did you guys start getting going in the right direction this evening?
Just a quick rush and a quick goal, and you know, it carries a lot of momentum, and then you just keep going, keep pushing the pucks behind their D, and keep putting pucks on net.
What's it been like to play in their new arena this season?
I've got to say it's probably the nicest arena in the league, for sure. Ice is nice. So
excellent. Well, hopefully results come. You do have one more shot at them still this season. Your line lately, though, you've got Nicholas Gudmundsson, you got Tanner Klimke, and yourself. Why have you guys been fitting well together, do you think?
Lots of it just based around Klimke's speed. You know, he gets around D easy and gives me and Goody a little bit more room behind them, and yeah, we just kind of based around Klimke with his speed.
So you got points in four consecutive games for all three of you there. You know, when you're working with those other two, what are you trying to do?
Just trying to use my shot a lot more and find those cross-ice plays if I can. Just get the puck to the front of the net. Seems to be working for us. So
you have picked up a couple wins here on this lengthy seven-game road trip, plus an overtime defeat. It did also include snapping out of the 22-game winless skid there. So you know, how big a boost was that for you guys to finally break through and get into the win column?
Well, it was a great feeling. You know, it was, literally felt like an actual weight was lifted. And I think it was good for all of us to finally end that streak. It wasn't a pleasant one. So, yeah.
You bet. How did you wind up becoming a member of the Old Grizzlies this season?
I was playing down in Creston, B.C., and got a call late one night. And there's some scouts down there in B.C., and they liked what they saw when I was playing down there in Creston. And you know, I got an opportunity to come up and try out for the team, and things ended up working out. And I'm really glad that I'm here.
Yeah, and who are you billeting with in the town of Olds? And you know, how do you think you're fitting in the community so far?
I'm billeting with Lacey and Andy Delarm, and you know, I really like the community. Nice little small town feel, but big enough for there's multiple food options. I like to go out and get some grubs, so yeah, it's good. I love it here.
Yeah, no, yeah, I spoke with Jared Whale earlier this week, so it's him and Liam Nielsen that you are sharing the billet home with. They're, you know, all the three newcomers to the community. How have you helped each other fit in?
I came first. I showed showed Whale a little bit of the ropes around Olds, and then Logan came second, and I guess Whale kind of took him under his wing and showed him the ropes. So
excellent. Who would you say that you know, you like to model your game after?
I like watching Jack Eichel. I like the way he moves up the ice, and he has an unbelievable shot, so I like to watch clips of him and kind of just base my game off that a little bit.
You guys have 11 games remaining now in the regular season. You get back on home ice against the Lloydminster Bobcats tomorrow night. You know, what kind of goals have you guys set for yourselves here as you come down the stretch this season?
Just treat every game like a playoff game. I mean, it's really getting down to the wire in points, and we need them. So just got to play as hard as we can every night. Try to be more consistent and hopefully put up some wins and get 2 points out of each game of the last 11.
What have been some of the keys, do you think, for the games when you've been able to limit the opponents to the, you know, fewer chances than they obviously got tonight, like the game against Okotoks on Tuesday night, being able to hold a team like that to one goal? What did you think your team did well in that victory?
Just staying tight on our D-zone, getting the first guy needs to be on his man, and second guy, we have a half-shaft rule, and third guy needs to be halfway in between, and we stuck to that against Okotoks, kind of let it slip tonight, but we just need to get back to that, and I think we'll be good to go for the rest of the season if we stick to our D-zone.
Who else do you think can be a big impact for you guys offensively other than your line moving forward here?
Husey, it's nice having him back after his little three-game suspension. He can help us out a lot in the O-zone. And, yeah, when our D-men get up in the rush, all of them, they can contribute too. They get up with us, so.
Excellent. Well, keep your point streak going there as you move on here throughout this weekend. Great catching up with you, Sheldon, and best of luck against the Lloydminster Bobcats.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.